Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As we've talked about before on this show, there's a new push in healthcare to get patients to choose where they get their care based on cost and quality. But it's difficult to find out which hospitals and doctors provide the best and most economical care, whether a test or surgery or some other procedure. With that dilemma in mind, reporter Martha Biebinger is with me to explain a new tool we've created here at WBUR to help patients find the best hospital care. So, Martha, we have a laptop here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a map with dots for the location of every hospital in the state of Massachusetts.
That's correct.
And if I slide my mouse across the map and pause on one of the dots, here's one where Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center pops up. It says, patient experience, percent who recommend hospital, 79. 30-day mortality rate for heart failure, worse than U.S. rate. 30-day readmission rate for heart failure, better than U.S. rate. So give me a sense here of the goal of this map.
There are a lot of things for which there is no quality data or nothing that a hospital or doctor will share. There are some things that the government or other private organizations have started demanding from hospitals, and we've gathered some of those main issues. They have to do with heart attack, pneumonia, patient satisfaction, whether you might get an infection in a hospital, overall scores. We've built those into a little snapshot for each hospital in the state.
And why are there such disparities in what is and isn't available for us to know? Why do we see certain types of procedure percentage rates but not others?
So Medicare, which is the program for older Americans, has started to demand some quality information. And they've started to withhold payment to hospitals who, for example, readmit patients after a certain amount of time. They consider that as a job not well done. So some government agencies are driving this demand for more quality care, but there really are big gaps in what you can't find. So we have, as you know, Sasha, some young women in the station who are having babies or who just had babies. If you go to any of these quality websites and put in normal vaginal delivery, you'll get a little pop-up that says no quality data available. Now, that's kind of stunning because that is something that, you know, you and I were born someplace. Many women have babies. It's a very common procedure. And yet, for some reason, it's very hard to measure, and we just don't know who's doing a good job.
Hard to measure, or maybe the data's out there. It's just not being made public.
Well, there are little scattered bits of data. You can find out, for example, whether a hospital does a lot of C-sections. You might infer from that they lean more towards more complicated procedures. You might be able to find some information about the infection rates for some other thing that happens in the hospital. Maybe you could infer whether that would affect you if you go in to have a delivery. But why can't we just find that out? Why can't we just know who does the best job?
And that's what you're trying to do.
We're trying to push people, yeah, towards that, right.
So if I scroll down the page on the digital map and I leave the little image of the state of Massachusetts, I come to a bunch of hospital names followed by bars providing some kind of measurement. Mm-hmm. This one says knee surgery infection rate. At the top of the list, Neshoba Valley Medical Center. So what does this mean? Is that good or bad for Neshoba Valley?
So it's bad for Neshoba Valley on knee infections, that specifically. But if you go to Neshoba Valley for something else, like the heart attack rate we were talking about earlier, they do pretty well. So what we're doing there is giving you different ways to look at the information. You can look at it as a snapshot for the hospital, or you can compare one hospital to the next for those different quality measures that we talked about.
Could hospitals that provide more data than others be disadvantaged?
Yes.
Simply because there's so much more information they're providing that they look worse, even though someone else may have higher rates of infections.
Right. So one of the things we're doing here, Sasha, is highlighting what a mixed bag this is. You know, some hospitals do a good job of reporting, but they may be penalized for that because they may look worse because they are actually opening the doors and saying, here's what we look like on all of these scores.
And what do hospitals and doctors say about this lack of information?
Well, actually, hospitals and doctors would say that they've made great strides in the last decade or so gathering quality information. And I don't disagree. But that doesn't mean that we still don't have a long way to go. Many hospitals will acknowledge that, but they will also not give it to you if you call them and ask.
And Martha, this map is just launching today?
That's right. That's right.
Where do you want to go next with this project?
We're going to try to dig in on some specific tests and treatments. So, Sasha, I have reached that age where I need a colonoscopy. And I thought, well, let me try shopping for one. Where's the best colonoscopy? Zero public information on that.
Really?
So I'll get back to you on what I can find.
That's WBUR's healthcare reporter, Martha Biebinger. Martha, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Sasha.
You can find our new health quality map at healthcaresavvy.wbur.org.